Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Every team we play is going to be excited for the opportunity to come in here and knock us off. We got a target on our backs. We got to be ready.
Throws for Curry, who grabs it before it goes out of bounds, splits traffic, takes a three. Oh, my goodness! Goes up, blocked again by Draymond, out of bounds off Bazemore. Draymond did it again! 5 seconds to go. Curry with four. Curry with three. Takes a three for the win. He got it!
Here we go.
It's time for the Warriors Wrap-Up. Here are your hosts, Chris Townsend and Matt Steinmetz.
That's right. It's Warriors Wrap-Up here on 95.7 The Game as the Golden State Warriors take it to the Houston Rockets. 113-106. We're here at Pick 6 Sports Lounge in Pleasanton. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock tonight. Come by and see us, Chris Townsend, Matt Steinmetz. And the Warriors are now 60-14. Soak that in, Warrior fans. 60 wins again. And when you start to think about this, I hope it doesn't get old for you at 888-957-9570. We want to hear from you. That's 888-957-9570. The Golden State Warriors have won at least 60 regular season games for the third straight year. And why do I say soak it in, Matt? Because before this run of three straight years of at least 60 wins, in the previous 68 years of this organization, they had never reached 60 before. It is truly an amazing run we are watching with this franchise.
No doubt about it. And tonight was another night where it was a big game. The Warriors knew they needed to win it, and they came through. And you're talking about the last 3 years of at least 60 wins or more. They've come through most of the time. And tonight's game, they got up big. They weathered storm after storm after storm. They weathered some unfriendly whistles, to be quite frank. And once again, they did a great job against James Harden. I mean, James Harden turns into a volume shooter against the Golden State Warriors. And you look at a game like tonight, and to me, the difference was simply the backcourt. Curry and Klay Thompson were terrific. And James Harden wasn't, and neither was Eric Gordon, and then that was the ball game.
And we talk about what a special player Klay Thompson is, and it's a game like this where we sit here and we look at James Harden, and James Harden could be the MVP. And why should James Harden be the MVP? Why make a case for him? And what do you see tonight? You see Klay Thompson get right up in his grill and say, let's go. It shows you what a special two-way player he is. He can score 25, and he can, as you say, turn their best player into a volume shooter where he shoots just 5 for 20.
And it's not just Klay either. Klay does the bulk of the work, but that's one of the reasons I think that Harden has so much trouble against the Warriors is because they can attack him on the defensive side with a lot of different players. If you look at a night like tonight, Draymond Green got switched out onto Harden here and there. Matt Barnes was on Harden a little bit. James Michael McAdoo actually got switched off on him a couple times and did a nice job against him before McAdoo got hurt. I'm not even talking yet about Andre Iguodala, who may be the best defensive player against James Harden. It's probably a toss-up between Klay Thompson and Iguodala as to who guards Harden better, but they both guard him extremely well. And if Harden's not efficient against the Warriors, they're going to have trouble beating Golden State.
Yeah, you just start looking at the Rockets. We want to hear from you at 888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570. What's it mean to you, Warrior fans? 68 years, you never cracked 60. You've now done it three straight years. We can sit here all we want and talk about how it's about a championship or bust, but you still got to watch the journey. You still got to watch them go through it to get to the postseason. And we get a shot to sit here night after night to watch something special. 888-957-9570. I look at this. We saw that stat tonight, Matt. Your percentages of shots. Going into tonight, 46 point something percent of all shots by the Rockets this season are three-pointers. I think the highest ever in an NBA season was 39. They're like blowing that mark completely out of the water. It's just insane how many threes they take. And when you're just 5 for 31, it's great analytics to, hey, I rather take a lot of threes because a three can be better than a two, blah, blah, blah. But if you can't make them, what the hell are we talking about?
Well, keep in mind we're talking about the Rockets. The Rockets are having a real nice year. They're 51-23. They're in third in the West. So they make enough, clearly, and it's a big part of what they do, and it's hard to defend. On nights like tonight, though, when they don't get it to go down, they can look bad. And they certainly did tonight against the Warriors. They were 5 for 31. Harden didn't get anything going. Decker missed his shots. Lou Williams didn't make any shots from out there. Ariza, no. Beverly, no. And so this can happen. But I think also the Warriors help make this happen because of what they can do to Harden. They can defend him so well that they can slow him down, not only from him from three-point range, but also when he kicks out to the other shooters, they can stay with Harden individually better than so many other teams that they don't have to come off the shooters. And then when they don't come off the shooters, when Harden kicks it out, those shots aren't as open, and consequently you have a night where you can't seem to get anything to go down. But that's been kind of a theme as it pertains to the Rockets and the Warriors. The Rockets defend, the Warriors defend the Rockets extremely well.
The number is 888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570. We got to look at Harden's game tonight, because there's one thing when you watch SportsCenter, you see a couple highlights, and then they show you the key notes of the game, and then you watch the game. It's kind of interesting how we can look at triple-doubles. We got to get into that. One player also tonight just continues to amaze. We didn't think he could play this amount of minutes, but he keeps on doing it. We're rolling on from Pick 6 Sports Lounge in Pleasanton. It's Warriors Wrap-Up. The number is 888-957-9570. We'll hear from you next right here on 95.7 The Game.
Curry, off a screen by Iguodala, behind the back, Curry takes it middle, guarded by Capella, trying to put him on skates, backs up with the right hand, dribble, pulls up, fires for three, got it, Curry, with just a sliver of daylight, nailed it, and Mike D'Antoni has to call timeout. The Warriors came out of the timeout, leading by six, and now they lead by 11, 110-99.
Now back to Towney and Steiny on 95.7 The Game.
Feldhaus getting his green light in tonight with the Warriors win. The number is 888-957-9570. Time to hear from the fans. Brought to you by Nation's Giant Hamburgers. Keep it real. Make it Nation's. Gene in Oakland, lead us off tonight here on Warriors Wrap-Up.
How you doing, fellas?
Hey, so, what's going on?
Can we start JaVale over Pachulia now? You know, look, I like Pachulia. I love his personal story. I love the play, his play in the middle of the season. But, you know, he seems to be wearing down just like he did last year. I mean, he's either going on 34, he's 34, he's been playing for 14 years. And I just think he's gassed. And, you know, he wasn't the fastest guy to begin with. And now he's just doing practically nothing out there. You know, the Warriors, but I trust Steve Kerr kind of do the right thing and not let him sabotage the team. They can probably get away with this starting lineup through the rest of the season, still hold on to that number one seed. But at some point in the playoffs, I just can't see this guy starting for us. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, we'll see. It's interesting because Kerr likes to keep his rotations set. He doesn't like to deviate from them in the regular season. I mean, he's proven that. However, he's also the coach who put Andre Iguodala into the starting lineup for Bogut in the NBA Finals. So I think he's willing to be open-minded, but I think the way Steve Kerr looks at it, I don't think he looks at it as though, boy, we didn't get anything out of Pachulia tonight. I think he looks at it and says, man, JaVale McGee was terrific off the bench for us, changed a little bit of the complexion of the game, and we're now, winners of eight straight games, so I don't really want to mess with things too much. I think that's probably where he's leaning.
Well, I guess that's it for him, but...
Gene wants...
Gene's not a big Pachulia guy.
No, he wants JaVale McGee to start. It sounds like he doesn't want Pachulia to play at all. If... You know, I understand what he's saying. I like the wild card of McGee coming off the bench. Because when he gives you something off the bench, he really seems to make an impact on the game. Could he do that from the get-go? Maybe. And, you know, maybe sometimes the Warriors don't come out and play well to start the game. But, I mean, how bad could Pachulia have been tonight if the Warriors were up 37-20 after a quarter? So... I know what Gene's saying, but I just don't think it's changing. That's all.
Yeah, I'm not really overly concerned. I mean, the whole starting thing is the most overrated deal, right? I mean, it's like, okay, he's going to start. He only played 14 minutes.
Right.
I mean, it's not like, oh, my God, you have to. I just, it's not a really big deal. You're going to, some nights JaVale's going to get more time, but, I mean, who starts, it's more important who's playing in crunch time when it matters.
My feeling is the beginning of a game is less important than the end of a game. You get a lot of people to say every part of a game is equally important to every other part of a game. I completely disagree with that. I think that 1 minute into the game is the least important part of the game. And 1 minute left in the game is essentially the most important part of the game, assuming we're talking about a close game. So if you're starting Zaza Pachulia and he plays 7 minutes to start the game, in essence, he's playing the least important 7 minutes of the game. So you can look at it like that. It isn't that important who starts, it's who finishes. And we know who's going to finish. Draymond Green's going to finish as the starting center, or maybe now David West, but it's probably not going to be Pachulia, and it's not going to be JaVale McGee, because we haven't seen either of those players a lot in crunch time. So I think Steve Kerr tries to buy minutes with both Pachulia and with McGee in the middle of the game and in the beginning of a game, and then at the end of the game, he goes with the players that he trusts most, which I think are Draymond Green and David West.
How worried were you about Draymond Green? We were watching it together, and it's like hip, knee, he goes walking off. I mean, with Kevin Durant on the bench, all of a sudden you see Draymond Green go to the locker room. That's scary.
Yeah, there's something about Draymond Green, though, that leads me to believe he was going to come back. I saw him limping, and he's just the kind of player who you just knew was going to come back. I didn't think that was going to be a big problem. Now, the McAdoo thing I thought was ugly, getting hit above the eye, having to get 7 stitches. Luckily, there were no concussion symptoms. He didn't come back into this past night's game. But, you know, he played 3 minutes and had gotten off to a real good start. Given the Warriors some energy, I'd forgotten about his 3 minutes at center, and he really gave the Warriors a different look, too. So Steve Kerr just has so many different options at center. Pachulia is just one of them, and I don't think he's going to eliminate Pachulia completely.
888-957-9570. Let's go to Dory in San Francisco. Good evening. You're on Warriors Wrap-Up.
Hey, Steiny and Townie.
Hey.
Two separate points. One is that I was watching the Rockets telecast with Clyde Drexler and company, and it was clear from them, but also from watching the game, that, yeah, I think the Warriors do the best job on Harden in the NBA. Their perimeter defense was outstanding. But Harden's wrist was really bothering him tonight. He was wincing when he would take shots. And also Green hit him in the first half on the wrist. I think it really affected his ability to shoot the ball tonight. That's one point. The other point about McGee, I agree with you, Steiny. He shouldn't be starting. But what was Kerr's strategy tonight, not playing him at all in the first half? And then when the Warrior lead goes from 22 down to 4 with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, McGee comes in, And what had been a layup line all night long for Houston in the paint, they didn't score again in the paint during 8 minutes with McGee there. McGee was the difference maker in that run. When he goes out of the game after three quarters, the lead's back up to 11. Or maybe up to 10, I think. And then he never saw, you know, never saw a run again. He just had that one run for 8 minutes, but it was the turning point in the game.
I'm looking at his numbers. He was, McGee was a plus seven in 8 minutes.
And that's
so
he was very good. Third best plus minus on the team tonight.
Well, in terms of the ratio, yeah, Iguodala was a plus 10, but I hear what you're saying. Even when McGee plays well in stretches, Kerr seems to like to keep his minutes limited. And he did that tonight. I guess I think maybe a night like tonight, he didn't think he was going to use McGee.
But why? I mean, against Patella, I mean, you think that is a good matchup. Because, to me, the alley-oops were killing the Warriors. But then when McGee came in, the alley-oops were shut off.
Well, I think one of the reasons is because Kerr thinks that Pachulia is a better team defender than JaVale McGee. Now, McGee's obviously a significantly better shot blocker. I don't even know that Zaza Pachulia can block many shots, to tell you the truth. But I don't know. I mean, this has kind of been a season-long thing with the fans and with a lot of observers of the Warriors that they want McGee to play more. And Steve Kerr must either see something that we don't see or he just doesn't want to rock the boat. But I don't know why he doesn't play McGee a little bit more, but I don't think he's ever going to play him a lot more. Let's put it that way.
Well, let's throw it out to the fans at 888-957-9570. How much more would you really want to see? How much more do you really think he is going to bring to the team? As you mentioned tonight, Steiny, 7 minutes and 51 seconds on the floor. That was it. How much more do you truly want to see, and what will he do for you? The number is 888-957-9570. Warriors with the win, 113-106. We're at Pick 6 Sports Lounge in Pleasanton. We'll be here till 11 o'clock. Come by. Have a beer with Steiny, we like to say, on 95.7 The Game.
Curry to Barnes. Same spot, baseline, doesn't get the result. Rebound, Draymond, put back, good, low right. Draymond Green with a huge bucket. And the Warriors lead by 7, 103-96.
Now back to Towney and Steiny on 95.7 The Game.
Steve Kerr earned his 200th career regular season win, doing so in his 238th game. The fastest to 200 wins in NBA history.
Pretty incredible.
It's not supposed to be this season. It's just...
No, he continues to say the right things, too. Says he inherited a great team.
He did.
He did. Never takes a lot of credit for how good this team is. So he's such an easy guy to like and root for. And sometimes you think you don't even need to root for him because he always wins anyway. What is he, 238? That's what his record is? Jeez.
You know what it reminds me of? Now, this guy had failures in other cities, but it's basically, when you look at it, it's like when Joe Torre took over the Yankees for Buck Showalter. Coming out of the strike, you know, he inherited
right.
An incredible team. Or John Gruden inheriting the Tampa Bay Buccaneer team from Tony Dungy. You know, it's very rare that you take over a team that's ready to win. You know, and of course, in basketball, so many people make the playoffs, or in hockey, so many people make the playoffs. So you're taking over a really good team. I mean, you're very fortunate because usually when you're taking over a team, they've been dog crap, and it's going to take you a while to build up and get new players. But, I mean, it's amazing. He's got 200 wins already.
Pretty incredible. And most guys, right, you're right. When they take over a team, the team's usually not good because the coach got fired because the team underachieved. In the Warriors' case, they got rid of Mark Jackson because they didn't think he could get him to the next level. And I don't know whether he could or couldn't have, but we know that Steve Kerr got him there.
888-957-9570 is the phone number. Warriors with the win. We're taking your phone calls tonight from Pick 6 Sports Lounge in Pleasanton. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. Welcome to the game.
Wow, what an epic win, man. Like, wow, another one. And to think, just 2 weeks ago, you know, everybody was pulling their hair out saying, hey, the Warriors are going to be in trouble without KD. You know, and now it's like, man, they're winning at Houston, the team with the third-best record in the Western Conference. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's pretty damn impressive. Curry with a clutch shot. Clay remains the, I don't know if I should say Harden stopper, but at least Harden slow him down there, I guess. I don't know. But he does a good job. He probably does the best job on Harden than anybody. You know, but as far as the whole, like, JaVale McGee starting, like, I love JaVale McGee. He brings something that we haven't saw in the Steve Kerr era at the center position, you know, with his length and catching alley-oops. But now I'd rather have him off the bench just to, you know, just add that different dimension. Just energy off the bench, that's pretty much it right there. You know, so I don't want him starting. Not that he doesn't deserve it, but I'd rather just have him see him off the bench, you know, giving that energy. That's my opinion on it.
On Iguodala you're talking about or McGee?
JaVale McGee. Well, actually, I didn't go down, but, you know, but McGee at the center position because he, you know, gives him something different.
Right.
You know, off the bench. So, brings the energy, you know.
I mean, so. Yeah, and I hear you. I mean, every team talks about wanting a energy player off the bench. And if McGee starts, then you don't have an energy player off the bench. I guess James Michael McAdoo could kind of be one, but he's certainly not in the league of JaVale McGee. So I just caution against people holding their breath until JaVale McGee starts because I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't know why we care so much, right? Does it really matter?
I mean,
as long as we're winning.
Not to me.
Got anything else, Antonio?
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter, you know, because we're winning, you know, when he's on the bench. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know? That's how it should be.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see what is going to happen with the playoff rotation because everything's going to change. You start having these days off. You're in a situation where you shrink your rotation. So who knows how that's even going to look, right?
Right. We'll see. I mean, they're in good shape right now because it looks like Durant is going to be back sooner rather than later. The Warriors say they're going to have a Kevin Durant update tomorrow in San Antonio. And I think if we look at it objectively, I don't know that it could have worked out any better for the Warriors. Durant's going to come back probably late in the regular season. He's going to be able to join this team fully healthy, maybe even rejuvenated. Now they have Matt Barnes, who can give him a little extra depth coming off the bench. They've got Iguodala playing maybe the best ball of his Warriors career. So assuming Kevin Durant can fit seamlessly back into things, I think the Warriors are in perfect shape heading into the postseason. And I think they're poised to hold off the Spurs for the number one seed. So I think right now the Warriors are sitting pretty. I really like where they are.
The greatest of all time, the GOAT in Palo Alto. You're on Warriors Wrap Up.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I think that something that the Warriors have to revert to when KD comes back is that they still have to think defensive-mindedly. Because when they had KD, they could count on scoring like 120 points a game. And then you saw that skid of two or three games where they weren't scoring 120 games and they lost a couple. So I think that even with KD, they still have to think defensive-mindedly.
What do you want me to say? He's right on the money. The young fella knows what he's talking about.
He's the GOAT.
Good job, young fella.
Thank you.
He's like the Jerry Rice of callers, the greatest of all time.
Hopefully he can't get into this pick six place tonight, or he may be able to fill in for me. But he knows what he's talking about.
Is that all you got, GOAT?
He's gone?
You got to play D, Steinmetz. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I know that. Not that I played it, but I know that you should play it.
Well, you're a volume shooter.
Not really, but
we relied on you. You need to have your touches. We relied on you to score the basketball. We didn't worry about you on the defensive end. We need you to focus on the offensive end.
Yeah, that's what I did.
888-957-9570. Line them up. We're taking your phone calls tonight as the Golden State Warriors with the win over the Houston Rockets, 113-106. Key win because you got San Antonio tomorrow night. Hopefully not resting anybody. We're just going to have a good basketball game here on 95.7 The Game. We continue with your phone calls right here, Warriors Wrap-Up.
Bounce pass downstairs to Draymond. Draymond, a little post up on Beverly, goes hard. Bank shot, good. Man-like move by Draymond. Warriors 9, Rockets 4.
Well, this first half, it's throbbing, you know, real bad. So you always think it's a little worse than what it is. But then the pain starts to settle down, and you know, go retape and see, you know, do some tests on it. Trying to stop the lob, I was about to close out to Ariza. And as I started running that way, Capella leg caught the inside of my leg and forced. First thing roll is the ankle. Yeah, I expect to. You know, barring no setback, which you never know. But just ice get treatment and she's ready to go.
Now back to Townie and Steiny on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, going to be a little different story than the last time we saw Golden State take on the San Antonio Spurs. We were here at Pick 6. It was an ABC game. It was ugly. And it wasn't too long after that, Cleveland started sitting some starters. And then the commissioner needed to send out a memo to all the owners saying, hey, this isn't good for business. But this is a situation to where, you know, with an ankle, you can retape it, but you're going to take that tape off. And it will swell again. And you'll get the ice, the old rice, rest, ice, compression, elevation when you deal with something like a sprained ankle. If Draymond Green doesn't play tomorrow night, would love to see him play, but if he doesn't, you'll understand this is a situation back-to-back with an ankle like that. Whenever you see someone of his caliber walk off the court, it's a little scary.
Yeah, I think he'll play tomorrow. It's just vintage Draymond. If he thinks he can play, he's going to play, especially in a game like that. It's such a big game tomorrow because if the Warriors win tomorrow in San Antonio, I mean, that basically just seals it pretty much. I mean, it would take a pretty big collapse by Golden State if they win tomorrow night because their schedule gets very favorable in April, and they have a lot of home games after this stretch. So they're closing in on it, Townie. They're closing in on the number one seed. There's no doubt about it. But I don't think that's really going to affect what Draymond decides. I think he's already made up his mind that he's playing tomorrow. And if he says so, I tend to believe him.
And that's why you love him. And you're right. Win tomorrow night, then you got all these home games. Doesn't look good for San Antonio. Lee in Santa Clara, welcome to Warriors Wrap-Up.
Hey, guys, good evening. You know, talking about McGee, I took a look at his history. It's been 5 years since he even averaged 20 minutes a game. You know, back in the 2011-2012 season when he was with Washington and Denver. So, you know, he might not want to play a lot more. I've loved the guy's contributions all year long, but I trust, you know, Kerr on this. I think part of what he's also doing with McGee is he's putting him in a position where he can succeed. He's not putting too much pressure on the guy. So, you know, part of this might be, you know, psychology on Kerr's part. Part of it might be, you know, resting him for the playoffs. So I wouldn't worry about putting him in the starting lineup. The guy's delivered pretty much every game this year, you know, he's been brought in. And, you know, talking about San Antonio, Mr. Townsend,
yes.
If I remember last game, you talked about the Warriors are basically throwing the game, and they've won 8 in a row now since they rested those 4 guys. So it's looking like a pretty smart decision in retrospect. I'm wondering if you're maybe rethinking how you looked at that game.
Not at all.
Why?
Not at all.
8-0 since that resting of the players.
Great. Still a professional game, and if you don't put out your best, you don't put your best foot forward, you rest all of your guys, essentially it's still almost throwing the game.
Lee?
Well, sure.
I don't know how you would debate that. It's one thing when you rest a guy or two guys, but when you got your four best players, which at that point we are talking Andre Iguodala, you're taking your best four guys and you're saying, I'm resting it, and the reality is you're just flipping the bird to New York because you don't like the schedule. You don't like how you've been flying all around the United States because they're trying to put you in a bunch of these primetime games. To me, it's still professional sports, and on a night that you don't put your best foot forward, you can sit and say, hindsight, well, they won. I mean, do I think they're not winning all these games if those guys did play that night?
Answer your own question.
I still think they win those games.
Okay.
Well,
maybe, you know what? Maybe Draymond Green, because he plays in that game against San Antonio, it changes things so that tonight's injury, he would have been out a month instead of being able to come back. But because they rested him 2 weeks ago, he wasn't as fatigued at this point. So the injury he sustained isn't going to be as serious. How about that, Lee? Lee's gone.
Wait a minute. Get his ass back. He can't call up and do that and then bolt like that. Are you kidding me?
No, he was going to agree with me.
I want some scientific proof, Cole in Pleasant Hill. You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, man. So I can't believe – I'm just going to start off with this. I can't believe none of you have found this yet with all your Wikipedia-ing. JaVale McGee is definitely asthmatic. He's had problems with asthma dating back to Denver. So that explains all the low minutes, but for all you guys out here that don't know that. I've been following JaVale. I've been on JaVale Nation since long before he was on the Warriors. So that's a little tidbit.
So he has bad asthma?
Yeah, that's absolutely. And it's a medical condition you can play with, inhalers and such, but it still limits his minutes.
I mean, I'm looking at his career. He played big minutes 3-4 years ago, 28, 26, 28. That's a lot for a center.
Well,
I'm not disputing the caller, and no. I know he has asthma. He's absolutely right, but maybe it's a function of him just getting a little bit older because he, 24, 25, 26, he was playing some minutes.
So check this out.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I'm looking at 1 year. Yeah, he averages 18 minutes a game for his career, and he's had a couple 25-minute quarters.
Well, let me just say this. Yeah. I just Googled JaVale McGee asthma. First thing that pops up, September 30th, 2010, Denver Post. Title is, JaVale McGee works to take control of his asthma. March 31st, 2012, with JaVale McGee's asthma under control, the Nuggets focus on. So there's this, especially in Denver, quite a few articles about his asthma. So you're correct. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then my point is, I think that's why they don't have him starting. It's not that he doesn't have the performance standards not to start. I think they're just making sure that they keep him, like you said, in a position to succeed versus having to battle something extra on the court and off the court. You know what I mean? So I think that's really what everyone needs to point to when they see the lack of minutes on JaVale's part. I honestly just need to say this last thing. Man, I have been a Draymond guy from the start. This guy sacrifices his production on the offensive end for defense. Any night, he will give it all to you, and he'll come back strapped up the next night when he got hurt. He is just the Warriors' core and blood right now.
Yeah, he is. And it's impossible to disagree with that. Even tonight, he knows he has a responsibility to even try to come back in the game tonight just because he's such the emotional leader of this team, and that's what he did. You know, there was a game earlier this year, I want to say it might have been a preseason game or early, where Kerr went to JaVale McGee really, really early, and he wasn't ready because he hadn't done his inhaling and all that kind of stuff, and so he didn't play well right off the bat, and he said, you know, I wasn't ready to come in the game that early because usually I guess he goes through warm-ups, and then when he goes to sit on the bench, that's when he takes his inhaler and starts to do what he does. So obviously the caller's right, but the other thing is, I mean, it's not really a minutes issue because Pacioli is only playing 18 minutes a night. So McGee could play 18 minutes a night as a starter. I'm not saying the asthma isn't a factor, but what I'm saying is this is more Steve Kerr not wanting to start McGee and wanting to start Julia.
Yeah, and just knowing this, you know, from my brother, you know, as you get older, things change, and your asthma changes. And so then you need, and just reading this article that I'm seeing in 2013 from the Denver Post, it's pinpointing certain medications that work best for you, but as your body chemistry changes, your medicine will need to change. So it's something, it's a fight that he's going to have to deal with. And
Right. Obviously,
when you have, you know, your lungs and asthma and you're running up and down the floor, I mean, that's not, that's a whole different ballgame. Didn't know that. 888-957-9570. It is Warriors wrap up after the Warriors get the win over the Houston Rockets, 113-106. Golden State now 60-14, three straight years with at least 60 wins. We continue with your phone calls live from Pick 6 Sports Lounge in Pleasanton, 888-957-9570. And we got to talk about the one guy who keeps giving you minutes that you go, how long can this last? We'll continue right here on 95.7 The Game.
Pick and roll, Draymond Green down the lane, finds Iguodala, who's also checked in, out to Curry, double clutch to Clay, right side three, got it! Klay Thompson has started the night 5 of 7 from the floor. He's got 12 in the first quarter.
Now back to Towney and Steiny on 95.7 The Game.
Greg in San Francisco, you're now on Warriors Wrap Up.
Hey, thanks, guys. I want to tell you that you two make a good team. You kind of banter back and forth sometimes, and that's good for radio. You know, you can't always agree with each other. That's, you never know.
Yeah, that's,
McGee,
that's a fact.
Yeah. Oh, okay. My thing is he needs hey, by the way, real quick, in a slam dunk contest, if people – this was a few years ago. They lined up backboard side by side, and he slammed both of them, one left, one right. And that was pretty impressive.
Yes, you know? I agree, Greg. That was amazing.
Amazing. That's what you call a condor dunk, both hands. But I just want to see him get playing time in each half at least, you know. Asthma or no asthma, he needs that 14 to 17 minutes, whatever point total it is. And Curry, you know, that fourth foul, that reach-in, that was not a foul. Ref called it from behind the scene there. And like Fitzpatrick said, that should have been called from in front. But anyway, and I'm just going to say I like Curve, but again, would you please get off the reach thing? Again, he hammered that again tonight. Just let the player, tell the players, reach when you need to, because that ignited some steals, and that brought them back to a big lead. Other than that, let's go Warriors, and we need that game tomorrow, but we can afford at least one more loss in this season. We need that number one seed, and I enjoy your show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for the kind words, Greg.
Yeah, I think they're on their way to the number one seed. They've already won a couple games that were, I don't want to say they were toss-up games, but they were games that you allowed yourself to think that the Warriors could possibly lose. And they won them both. And I'm talking about the Memphis game and the Houston Rockets game tonight. So they're already, in essence, playing with house money. They win tomorrow in San Antonio, and this thing's pretty much in bed.
You know, when I think about going into tomorrow night, the satisfaction of kind of getting back what happened the last time you're there, but it's just one of those games that I know for us you really look forward. Like tonight you were looking forward to, but there is something about watching two of the best teams get after it. I mean, it's one of the good things about the regular season. We watch so many regular season games that don't do much for you. This is a regular season game that really gets you going. And by the way, contract push or the fact that you just need him to do it, you know, there was a lot of questions about his age, tread on the tires, but how much do we keep seeing Andre Iguodala give you quality minutes once again tonight, hitting that 30 mark? We've seen so much of that lately.
It depends the way you want to look at it. Do you want to look at it and say, man, Andre Iguodala is really picking it up when the Warriors need it most? Or do you say, man, this guy really knows how to pace himself. He really knows how to gauge which games are important, really understands the games he has to step up, and he delivers in those games. Which is it?
Or, boy, he really knows how to turn it on when he's going for a new contract. But that just benefits you.
Right, it does. But we are talking about the MVP of the finals when he was in his second year here. So it wasn't like he wasn't playing well for 3 years, and now he's picked it up the last half of his last year. Although he has picked it up the last half of this year, he's also played extremely well over the course of his contract for the Golden State Warriors.
Anthony in South City, welcome to 95.7 The Game.
What's up, boys? Kind of good to see Kurz backing away from his man crush, Pat McCauley. This is the playoff rotation we're gonna see here, guys. A lot of veterans, a lot of Barnes, West, Iguodala minutes off the bench. It's good to see. Hey, Steiny, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I know you're a big backer of the referees, and I am too. I don't like complaining about the referees. I got to ask you a question. Do you, when you watch these games, especially tonight, do you watch the CSN broadcast?
Yes, sometimes. I go all over the place.
Okay. Yes, we're. Yeah. Yes, we're.
I'm familiar with many of the different telecasts.
We are watching when we are here. We're watching the CSN, soon to be NBC, Bay Area broadcast.
And you guys can hear the commentary, correct? Do they have it loud?
Yes.
Over there?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to be honest with you guys. Fitzgerald was out of control tonight. I mean, I have never heard a guy. He went to Sarah High School in San Mateo. I went there. I love the guy. But my goodness, man. I mean, lay off the refs. I mean, I feel bad for Barnett sitting there. I feel like he taps him on the shoulder and goes, come on, calm down. Oh.
Can you imagine if Fitz did college basketball?
Oh.
I was at the game on Saturday between Xavier and Gonzaga. They were calling, I think it was more than a foul a minute in the game. Can you imagine if Fitz were, and I've known Fitz forever. Fitz a great guy, but seriously, can you imagine if Fitz were at college basketball with the amount of fouls they call in college basketball? He'd lose his mind.
I had that volume on at the perfect level where I couldn't quite hear everything they were saying, but I could see the game. So that's sometimes a good way to watch.
Well, it does get to a point when the broadcasters start making, and it happens in every sport, especially in when you look at baseball, you look at basketball, you look at hockey, you travel with the team. Obviously, this is the team that you work for. You're getting paid by the team versus when we watch the NFL, and this is a broadcast team that's not employed by the teams. They're employed by the leagues. So they're looking at it from both sides. I mean, here you're obviously going to see it from one side, and it happens. You hit baseball, they start bitching about the strike zone for a pitcher and everything. It just happens. But, yeah, once you start – when you notice your play-by-play guy is doing it so much, Greg, it kind of becomes – okay, you're kind of taken away from the game.
No, I mean, of course. I mean,
I guess we
yes.
don't have Greg anymore.
Well, it wasn't Greg. It was
Anthony. Is Anthony still there? He's not. Yeah, I mean, it just...
Anthony's quietly one of our really good callers.
It can be too much. When you're play-by-play
Not Anthony.
Not
Anthony's
no.
just enough, yeah.
And not just talking about Fitz. I mean, it happens with everybody. And it just so happens that Fitz is the play-by-play guy. A lot of times it'll happen from the color guy.
Well, right.
They'll talk about it just too much. And it's kind of like, you know what, listen, you're just call the game.
Look, it's so pointless to harp on officiating. That doesn't mean that officials don't have a bad game. It doesn't mean they don't make bad calls. It doesn't even mean that sometimes officiating doesn't impact games, but it's, I've said this before, and I'll say it until I go to the grave. Fans take officiating way more seriously, and they get way more upset about officiating than announcers, than fans, than players. All right? It's just the way it is. Fans deal with officiating worse than anybody else. That's the way I feel. The players understand that refs are going to be good sometimes, bad sometimes. Doesn't mean they don't get emotional if they feel like they had a bad call, go against them. But it's just pointless to harp on it. And the other thing is, NBA officials, these are the best officials they can find. If you were a better official than these guys, you'd be in the NBA. So that's what always bothers me, is that when we talk about officials in professional sports, everybody seems to agree that NBA officials are one of the best in all of professional sports. They're certainly better than NFL officials. And give them a toss-up with baseball.
Oh, no, baseball's bad.
Okay, so let's say, well then follow me with that premise.
Yeah.
That NBA refs are the best in the league, or the best in all the professional sports. Well, somebody just harped all day long on the officials today. Okay, so they had a bad game. It just makes no sense to harp on it.
Abe in Walnut Creek. Go ahead, Abe.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. The officials do suck most of the time, especially like in the last playoffs when they threw Draymond out of the...
Draymond lost his temper? You mean when Draymond decided to be selfish and not be a team player and cost his team the series? You mean that? When he couldn't control his emotions?
I know, Steiny, but the problem is that that turn determined the outcome of the series. And Cleveland isn't going to make it back to the championship this year. Mark my words, they're not making it back.
They might not.
Or Boston. But the point that I was going to make is, I think we're overthinking this thing with JaVale McGee.
Yeah.
Because I think Kerr is, we can all agree that Kerr is the smartest person in the room, okay? He knows exactly what he's doing. This whole,
right.
all this controversy, if you look at the big picture, we're going to win the championship this year. I'm pretty sure of it. And even when we were at the epitome, at the very nadir of the season, we went into San Antonio. And if we had lost, because that was the lowest point of the Warriors' season,
right?
We went to San Antonio. And if we had lost to their bench, because we were playing that bad at that time, that was the very pit of the season for us. If we had lost, and that would have made a big statement to San Antonio, and that would have been a psychological overlay would have been devastating to the Warriors organization when it came to the final games. So I think Kerr did the right thing at the right time, and he keeps doing the right thing at the right time. The same thing with this young kid, McCall and Iguodala. Remember the controversy between McCall and Iguodala? Hey, he made the right move. McCall has a lot of confidence. He's just like prepping him. He's like an expert cook, putting the right ingredients right at the right time. And all of us are just people at the restaurant that are going to eat the great food that he's going to serve up. But I think we need to give him the credit that he deserves. He's the most outstanding coach, if you look at the numbers, of any coach in history. And he's going to prove that tomorrow night when he goes up against his mentor, Popovich, right? Tomorrow night we're going to play San Antonio. We're going to beat the crap out of him the way we beat Houston. Houston, the coach of Houston, he's the guy who developed this whole, outside shooting, highest scoring thing. He was the father of this invention, right? And so he thought, okay, well, that's what he said. I heard earlier on the news, I mean on the radio. But anyway, he's coming up against this team, and he thinks, I think we can beat them. And then Harden has been playing outstanding basketball this year, really, really good under this new head coach, making him the point. And he just played outstanding football. He has so much confidence, and then this happened. Reality struck tonight.
You know, it's
tomorrow
funny. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying tomorrow night, reality is going to strike again. I mean, the Warriors are a really, really, really good team by a really, really, really brilliant head coach. And all we do is we nitpick at all the little wrong things that do. But if you look at the big picture, it all is going to make perfect sense when we're holding up that championship.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Wow.
I do think that Steve Kerr does think big picture more than a lot of fans would like him to think big picture. And McCaw is a perfect example of that. I think he's put McCaw in the starting lineup as an easy way to get that kid 10, 15 minutes a game. And I've also said this before. The fact that McCaw is getting minutes on a team that's going to go deep into the playoffs and probably be a championship contender, I mean, that's just gravy for McCaw. Most players who come into the league as rookies who join a NBA Finals type team, they don't get a lot of playing time. So I think Kerr's done a nice job of sliding minutes to McCaw. And we'll see what he does in the playoffs. But I agree with you. I'm not a big critic of Steve Kerr. I think he's done everything you could have asked him to do. And I think it's very easy to always pick on one or two things that he does during the course of a game that they may lose and say, oh, well, Steve Kerr this, Steve Kerr that. I think coaches are always going to get second-guessed. Kerr's no different from anybody else, but I don't think there's anybody out there who thinks Joe Lacob made a mistake when he hired Steve Kerr to replace Mark Jackson.
My God, if we're really talking about criticism about Steve Kerr, really? This guy pretty much, there's like zero criticism of this guy. If there's just a little bit, I mean, I don't know of any guy who has had less criticism to start a coaching career that I've ever seen than Steve Kerr.
And rightfully so.
Right? All right.
And rightfully so.
Let's go to Alex in San Jose. Go ahead, Alex.
What's up, gentlemen? How are we?
Hey.
All right. Is it okay to still talk about the relocation, or do you guys just want to do Warriors talk?
We're just doing Warriors right now.
Oh, we'll be talking Raiders at 9:45.
Okay, well, in that case, I want to give a big shout-out to Warriors fans. I don't consider myself a fan. I'm just a supporter because as a San Francisco Giants fan, I've seen the bandwagon fans, unfortunately. So since I never cheered for the Warriors when they were one of the laughing stocks of the NBA, I'm definitely not going to cheer for them now when the times are high, when I've seen fans like my cousin support this team through the thick and thin.
Right.
Congratulations to the Dub Nation, you know. You guys got a good squad. Hopefully you can do a parade in the Bay Area.
Yeah, well, all right.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. He's talking about some bandwagon fans, though. He doesn't like bandwagon fans.
It's hard to call Warrior fans bandwagon fans when they're packing the arena through bad times.
Well, there's two groups of Warrior fans. There's the hardcore, and then there's the young folks.
Let's go to Alex in San Francisco. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, fellas. I just wanted to comment how I personally think that KD getting hurt was one of the best things that could have happened to the team, because if that had not happened, we would not have picked up Matt Barnes, who proved to be an invaluable addition to the team. I mean, the way he's been able to integrate into the offense and the passing scheme, the dynamic of the team, and also the defense. I mean, he's been an unexpected boost, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's helped. He's been a boost. He's been a boost.
I mean, compared to who we would have picked up if KD didn't get hurt, I think that, the point guard from LA.
Calderon. Yeah, Calderon.
Would have been a nominal addition. Exactly, Calderon. He would have been a nominal improvement on the team, if an improvement at all. But I think Matt Barnes has really shown how he could, I mean, how he's been, you know, passing the ball and just how he's been transitioning on defense, moving around. I thought it's been excellent.
Yeah, he's thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Matt Barnes has been a pleasant surprise. I think Matt Barnes is playing for the Warriors exactly how they wanted him to play for the team and how they expected him to. You know, Barnes is one of these players, you know what you're going to get out of him. He's going to make one out of three 3-pointers for the most part. He's a 33% shooter from 3-point range. He's going to take hard fouls for you, so he's not going to give guys easy buckets, which is going to be smart and which is really effective in the playoffs. He understands, maybe this is the biggest part, he understands his role on this team. And he's not trying to come in and do anything other than make his teammates shine. I mean, you see him. When he's trying to make a pass, he's looking for Clay. He's looking for Steph. Why? Because he knows those guys are shooters. So he's trying to do the right thing, which is good. I do think, you know, he's good for one or two bonehead plays a game, and you hope that those won't be game killers. But, yes, Matt Barnes has been a pleasant surprise for the Golden State Warriors.
Man, the hyperbole is strong tonight here on Warriors Wrap Up. No question about it. Let's go to our buddy Dre in Central California.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's up?
Really looking forward to tomorrow night's game. Warriors are going to be at full strength except for Grant. I haven't looked at the spread, but I'm thinking they're going to have San Antonio by 3, 3.5.
Yeah, something like that, maybe.
That's my guess. I'm usually pretty good at that.
Right.
Now, what do you guys think? I really do think San Antonio's got a better bench. Yourself?
You know, I almost think it depends on the night. It really does. Sometimes the Warriors bench with their veterans, they can really be helpful because they don't beat themselves, but they also don't change the game in a big way with energy and blocking shots and dunks. So I think for where the Warriors are and who they want to be, I think they like having this many veterans come off the bench this particular year, to tell you the truth. San Antonio's bench, we'll see. We'll see who's coming off the bench tomorrow. I mean, Gasol's been coming off the bench. Obviously, Ginobili's been coming off the bench. Patty Mills. We'll see. But I think that's a good thing to keep an eye on, though, Dre, for sure.
Now, Patty Mills, boy, he scorched the Warriors last time. It's just hard to get that hot. He was Curry hot.
Right.
And your last car, he had a good point on Barnes. You know, especially when he played with the Clippers, I hated that guy. I hate to see him. But he plays hard. He plays rough. The only thing I wish for him, you know, and it's kind of a social commentary, guys, but, you know, I hope he puts some money away. It's going to be hard to get a TV gig or anything like that with all the tattoos all over your neck. I mean, that's just me.
All right. Thanks, Dre. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dre. Let's get to one more. Let's go to Alex in Union City. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Thanks for the call. Love the show. It's stupendous and marvelous. Warriors basketball is legit. I got to say that they're doing all that they can. There's so much dedication and pride and sacrifice each night. They give it all that they can. I appreciate Warriors ball. Splash Brothers is legit. Honestly, and all honestly, the Spurs and Warriors, that's going to be a potential first-round playoff.
The who?
The Spurs and the Warriors is going to be a potential playoff, maybe.
Yeah, well, I think it's possible. I think it's Western Conference Finals. I think that's likely. Not for sure, because I think Houston and San Antonio might be a great series. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't bet against San Antonio and the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, Warriors fans forever. Yeah, I just wanted to say hello. Shout out to Golden State Nation throughout the Bay Area, nationwide. I think the Splash Brothers are going to do extremely well. It's the tale of Curry and Thompson. There's a big story, and I got to admit that they're writing a strong legacy. We definitely believe in the Warriors.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Alex.
I got to get back to Dre real quick.
Yeah.
About Matt Barnes. I hope he saved his money.
I think he's going to be okay.
I think he's going to be fine. He's college educated. He's a smart kid. He's been in the league 13 years, and he's made over $20 million. So I got to believe Barnes is hanging in there.
Well, he's lost quite a bit, though. The old divorce doesn't help, but I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, I think
he'll be okay.
I think he's going to make it.
We're going to hear from Draymond Green here on Warriors Wrap-Up. Potential injury, and I'm hearing he had something to say about the Raiders and relocation to Las Vegas. Warriors Wrap-Up from Pick 6 Sports Lounge in Pleasanton. We'll be here till 11 o'clock on 95.7 The Game.
Harden in the front court, draws a crowd. Pass Capella, no. Goes to Ariza instead. His three is up and good. Capella tripped and hit the basket sport, and Steve Kerr calls a timeout. Warriors have lost their defensive way in this game. 65-57. Is it a 20-second timeout or a full? Did we get the indication? Because everybody's standing here, so I'm assuming it's a 20-second timeout. One of the Warriors is hurt. Might be Draymond.
Now back to Towney and Steiny on 95.7 The Game.
He's okay. He's okay. Warriors with the win. 113 to 106 now, 60-14. Here was Draymond Green after the game, and it's brought to you by Walnut Creek Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, where savings is simple, online at walnutcreekjeep.com.
I'm trying to stop the lie. I was about to close out to Ariza. And as I started running that way, Capella leg caught the inside of my leg and forced me forward. First thing roll is the ankle.
Did you know it was like a
thing? I mean, it was, you know, when it first happened, it stopped me, you know, real bad. So you always think it's a little worse than what it is. But then the pain starts to settle down and go retape and see, you know, do some tests on it. Yeah, I expect to. You know, barring no setback, which you never know. But just ice, get treatment, and she's ready to go.
Hey, man, with the schedule you guys have this week and with the intensity of tonight's game, does it kind of start the playoff mode and the mentality that you guys have?
Absolutely. I think this comes at a great time for us. You know, we got 8-9 games left, you know. Start, you know, playing great teams like we are with, you know, Houston tonight, San Antonio tomorrow, then Houston, Washington. But that's a great tune-up for the playoffs, you know, and, you know, just that the type of intensity that it takes, the type of focus that it takes in order to win games like that. So I think it's great for us to come, like I said, it comes at a great time. And we got to, you know, accept the challenge.
Specifically with the Spurs, I mean, how much to you does it matter that you guys get a W before the end of the regular season against them?
Yeah, I mean, it don't matter to get a W against them. Like, none of that ever matters. But at the same time, you know, we just want to win. You know, I think, you know, tomorrow's a big game for us, a big game for them, you know. And you want to win every time you step on the floor. So it's not about, you know, not being swept or whatever. You know, the situation is with that. It's about just about trying to win every time you're on the floor.
As a group, how aware are you guys that the last 6 times you played there, it's always been on the back end of a back-to-back?
You're very aware. and it, you know, doesn't
so you
seem
guys
like
that's... About that.
No, we talk about a lot. You know, this is a unique team, you know, so we talk about a lot of things, but it doesn't seem like that's on accident. So, this is what it is.
What else do you guys talk about?
Everything. We talk about good teams around the league, bad teams around the league, good players, bad players, investments, charity. We talk about everything. Politics. We listen to D-West, too.
Trammell, what do you mean by it's not on accident?
It's just not on accident. That just don't happen. So, I don't know. But I go in there and try to get a win. You know, everybody plays back-to-backs in the NBA. And then also, you got to look at the TV schedule. That's always a prime-time game, so... You know, that happens also, you know, when you look at that from that perspective. But Thursday night's a primetime game, too, so why couldn't we have that one? Get a little day break, but it happens, you know. Nobody's complaining, making excuses. Just got to go in there and try to win. If our focus level is where it needs to be fine.
Are you guys...
Yeah, that's crazy. I feel bad for the city of Oakland, man. I don't even know how that's going to work, honestly, you know, with a team, football team moving to Las Vegas. I feel bad for the city. If I was the fans, I wouldn't attend a game for the next 2 years. But that's just me, you know. That's ridiculous. But no way I'd pay my money to attend a game. And you leave one of the most, like, that's like moving the Dallas Cowboys or, like, moving the Packers, like, moving the Raiders. You can move a lot of teams. Ain't many fan bases like the Raiders fan base. So, you know, I mean, it's like moving Boston Celtics from Boston, you know, or the Lakers from L.A. Like, you just don't move certain franchises with the fan base that they have. So, you know, it's one thing if you're moving them from Oakland to Fremont or something, you know, but to Las Vegas, all right, I wouldn't attend the game. So, I won't attend the game, and I'm not a diehard Raiders fan, but I do support the city of Oakland, so it ain't for me. Like, that's, and I feel like all fans should feel that way. You just don't do that. Like, come on, man. That's ridiculous.
What does Dr. Green think of the way Durant's coming along?
Oh, man, I think he's coming along amazing. I saw him working out earlier. I got excited. So, you know, he looks like he's coming along. Obviously, spirits are high, and I'm starting to move a lot better, starting to jump better. So it's great to see.
Do you guys ask him how he's doing, or do you leave
him? No, you just leave it alone. You know, you start asking how you're doing. All of a sudden, he's like, oh, I'm good. Like, I need to get back. You don't really ask that question. I think you just leave him alone, let him go at his own pace. You know, get back when the time is right. You start to get questioned from guys. You start to feel pressure, and that's what we don't need for him.
Very interesting comments right there by Draymond Green. Always good after the game. Very candid. He's going to be honest. And interesting comments about the Raiders. Obviously the biggest story in the Bay Area. This is Warriors wrap-up, but since he was asked about it, very emotional 48 hours for the Bay Area, for Raider fans. Chatted with a couple people that work for the Raiders, what it was like inside headquarters yesterday, what it was like inside headquarters today. Very split on the future, their future, you know, where you are as a Raider employee, where you are from a Bay Area standpoint, where you are in your life, whether, you know, from the Bay Area, married with kids, both men and women who work for the Raiders versus single people who can get up and move. I mean, it's a very interesting dynamic over in Alameda at that complex. But you heard Draymond Green, because I saw Draymond on the sidelines this year at a Raiders game, talking about he won't attend a Raiders game for at least the next 2 years.
I'm looking forward to talking about that a little bit with not only Roxy, but at the 10 o'clock hour. I haven't really had a chance to weigh in on that. Not that everybody's out there is waiting for me to weigh in, but
you're
it'll
legit.
Give me a sense of closure.
You live in Oakland?
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that's going to affect you?
Definitely. Definitely. And I got some feelings on some things.
I'm glad we're not doing this chicken bleep thing of, hey, who's going to rest? Let's see it. Let's see these two teams.
Right.
I know it's regular season, but let's see them go after it. That's what people are paying to see. It's the entertainment business. We want to see the best players in the world go up against each other. I don't want to wait till postseason.
I think you're going to get your wish tomorrow. It sure sounds like that. It sounds like Kerr's playing all his players, and now it'll be up to Popovich to play his. But we'll see. They didn't play tonight, so. And they handled Cleveland the other night, so they should be rested. Hopefully we will have two teams at full strength tomorrow.
And boy, what a win it will be for the Golden State Warriors. Because after this, so many, tomorrow's the eight games left, right, tomorrow?
Yes.
And after that, you got seven games left, six of them are at home. You only have the one game at Phoenix. Is that right?
Correct.
Last time I looked at the schedule?
Yep. Yep, just so they... Yeah, they get home from San Antonio, and there'll be seven games left.
God, it goes fast, doesn't it? It's before you know it. I mean, my God, we got the Bay Bridge series starting on Thursday.
I know it.
Between the Giants and the A's. I mean, it's just like the Raiders season just ended. You got Warriors, and then boom. Now baseball's going to start, but we're going to hopefully take this thing into June.
Right. Yeah.
And that's one thing that, you know, you've talked about, and I wondered, and we were doing the Chris Townsend show, and I actually brought you up, and I was like, you know, the talk about the tough schedule, oh my God, we talk so much about the schedule, but they're going to lengthen the schedule to lessen the back-to-backs, but you know what the problem that really brings in going forward is shortening your off season. So when you are somebody who's legitimately injured, and heaven forbid you got to have surgery and got to go through rehab, you're not going to have a long off season to really heal up.
Yeah, I think the plan is to add a week to the beginning and a week to the end. So now I think the last possible date of the NBA Finals is June 18th. So next year it'll probably be around June 25th. And then last year, or in previous years, the season has started usually
around Halloween.
So they'll probably bump that back to October 24th and try to take out maybe half the back-to-backs.
July, August, September. When does camp start?
Usually early October.
So basically, if you have an injury that you got to take care of, and if you want to be able to start the next season, you've got 3 months.
Yep.
That's not a long off season.
Yeah. No, it isn't.
And then when we start talking about every 4 years you're playing the Olympic, God, you're playing the Olympic, you're going to basically have zero offseason.
Well, and you also have to practice, too, on that Olympic team. You don't just usually show up.
888-957-9570 is the phone number. Our buddy Roxy Bernstein will stop by. Got a lot to talk to Roxy about. We're going to talk about Raiders, college basketball. The Final Four is finally set. Roxy's going to join us right here. Warriors wrap up. That's going to do it as the Warriors take down the Houston Rockets 113-106. You've been listening to Warriors wrap up right here on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.